Shalom Aleichem, everyone, once again, as we get together to prepare for Shabbos Parshas Ba'aleicha. I apologize last week. I was on my way to Eretz Yisrael. I don't apologize for that, but for not warning you a week before. But when I got to Eretz Yisrael, what do you know? They were laning Parshas Ba'aleicha. Now, of course, I did go to a laning of Parshas Nasai. Anybody in Eretz Yisrael between now and Parshas Balak would do well to go to a laning. The Beis Yisrael Shtivlach have a laning every week from now till then. The laning takes place upstairs at 11 o'clock, and you won't have to miss one of the Parshas HaShavua. Be that as it may, let me share with you first a wonderful machshava that I heard in the Arzei Abir Beis Medrash last week for one of the Gedolei Talmidei Chachamim that are there. Ba'aleicha Saneiros, we have a concept, that the lighting of the neiros takes place by putting the flame to the new wick. Anshiyehei there's an idea of keeping it until it is oila me'aleh, meaning until the flame is something which is well lit. In other words, you can really touch it there, touch the new flame, and it will probably catch on. But, you know, you're supposed to keep it there until it's oila me'aleh. Well, what I heard last week was the following, that the Chazainish compared this to the following. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Hemidu Talmidim Harbei, which by its simple meaning means you should have many Talmidim. In other words, Harbei goes on Talmidim, Talmidim Harbei. Chazok the Chazainish is another accurate way of touching it. Hamidu Harbei, Bimaimi Talmidim. How? Harbei. Harbe means meaning to say that certainly most of the teaching in the world takes place. A person goes to a shir, maybe has a rebbe for a year, and he learns from him. Hamidu talmidim. It's important for a rebbe to have talmidim. He needs to have a rebbe. That's the relationship that exists. But that's not what the Mishnah is telling you. Of course, Klal Yisrael needs talmidim. It's saying hamidu talmidim harbe. Do Hamadis Talmidim much. A Rebbe and a Talmud should be with each other. I should say, I shall have this Olam Yalam. Now, of course, in the younger years, this doesn't apply. But when somebody gets to a maturity level, whether it's Masifta or Beis Medrash subsequently, a person should try to stick with a Rebbe. You should try to stick with a Rebbe for a time so that, so to speak, the shall have this Olam. So he doesn't get from a bunch of rebellion a spark here, a spark there, and a spark everywhere. And it's tach enough that he becomes a Talmid Chacham. But ideally, that from one Rebbe you should get enough that shall have a Zayla Me'alel. Meaning, to have a relationship with the Rebbe, to have a shechus to the Rebbe. And this person spoke about the style today of people not having any rebellion. They go for to one Masifta, they go for 2-3 years to another Beis Medrash, they go to Yisrael for another 2-3 years, they come back to a fourth place, so that in a decade they have four different yeshivas between 12th grade and the time that they come back. So it's wonderful, they pick up sparks of Kedusha everywhere, the Takeheilog Yidin, Talmidei Chachamim, but they're missing the Hamidu Talmidei Mar, they're missing the idea of Kenei L'Charav. Kenei L'Charav means to have a Rebbe, somebody gives you a Mahalach, in a derech hatorah. So that, he said, the menorah represents Torah. When you light the flame of Torah in the Shema, do it ashitei shalom eselam me'alel, not a quick passing by. It might light. It might end up just as beautiful a menorah, but it's missing something. It's missing a moment, somebody who gave birth to that, who formed it, who shaped it. And therefore, so it's really missing today's world. So many young men have situations in life without a Rebbe to really be able to talk to seek advice from. It would be wonderful if somehow things worked out in a way that a person could have all the different Durachim and Limud and as well to be able to have a Rebbe. Going on to a second Machshava. This week's parasha has the Vehi Ben Saya Ha'orin, the parasha of Vehi Ben Saya, which is famous to us from our davening, Uvnucha Yaymar, both together, also famous to us from our davening. We're told that that comes Lahafsik Ben Peronius LaPeronius. The previous Peronius was Klal Yisrael leaving Har Sinai. When they left Har Sinai, there was a sense of Peronius, Vehi Ben Saya is Mafsik. Between that and the Peronius which followed, we all understand it's not just time a hefsik. So I'm sticking some words for a hefsik, so you make them nice words. But the words which have a connection, which have a meaning, which have a significance in the context in which they're presented. How does they even say Aaron have a shaykhus? The Maimer Mordechai, Chele Gimel, Maimer Ayin Ches, Rav Mordechai Schwab says something really beautiful. He says that the main idea, the theme of that maimer, is that when a bacher or a younger man comes to the point in life where he has to leave yeshiva, he has to go from yeshiva out into the world that's around us, a person has to know to be prepared for the change, to be prepared for the shinui, to be prepared hashkafically, philosophically, and mentally for the change that takes place. Here they left Har Sinai. Now the question is, why is that a Peronius? Why did they leave Har Sinai? They left Har Sinai because whenever the Anani HaKavod picked themselves up and moved, they were obligated to move as well. That's why they left Har Sinai. So there's no fault in their leaving Har Sinai. But the point is that the leaving of Har Sinai was a Peronius. It was something which meant that the special place where they received the Torah and they went through the trials and tribulations of the Egel and doing tshuva and having a second aluchais. And that whole Seder Hadvarim, that whole way of putting a person's life together in a positive way, that they were zeichet to, and they left that. When you go, it's a sakon. He quotes from Keser Reish. Keser Reish is sort of a second volume of the Maaser Rav of the Gra. It's something that was assembled separately. And in Keser Reish, he writes that the Gra had a special sila before someone goes out to the shuk, goes out to the marketplace, a special nimuchad mezuman for a mitzvah. The guy said, you say nimuchad mezuman, you have to go out into a world that lacks the kedusha around you, that you need to prepare with in the right way. It feels almost as if to say that today when Bachar and Yeshiva, they wear a white shirt and tzitzis out in Yeshiva. Later when they go out to work, they tuck in the tzitzis and they dress more casually. It would be ideal in Yeshiva, dress as you want. You're in the place of a Kedusha. Yeah, it has to be appropriate. But however you dress in Yeshiva, when you go out to work, then you should dress like a Yeshiva man. That's the most important time. I once had somebody in my shir many, many years ago. He wanted to stay in shir and not go out until he was married, but it didn't happen. So he ended up going out to one of the therapy schools, grad school for therapy, while he was still single. He told me there are many women there. What should he do? I told him, look, you really never wear your tzitzis out, which is fine. But now you're going out, you're going to such an environment. The Gemara says that tzitzis is a shmira for leisasura achrei nechem. You should wear your tzitzis out. Fine. He went out to school. Some time later, maybe 4 or 5 months later, he came for a Shabbos suda. I couldn't help but notice that he was not wearing his tzitzis out, which is fine. Fine. I wasn't glazed or anything on it. Later, when he was leaving, I remarked, I see it was too much of the sign to keep his tzitzis out. He says, I do. I said, you do? He says, yes, every day when I go to school, I take my tzitzis out, wear them out. When I come to Rebbe's house, I have to have my tzitzis out. I don't need shmir in your house. When I go to school, that's when I wear them out. What a beautiful, beautiful idea. What a beautiful message. He has it right. He really has it right. When you need the shmirah, you have to know when you need the shmirah. When you need the shmirah, that's when you're out in the other environment. That's when you need the shmirah. So that's what the guy said. We have a tefillah Aleinu l'shaveach. We understand that it was written by Yeshua and that he wrote it when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Aleinu l'shaveach l'adayin ha'koyel. We thank Hashem, it really talks about the separation between the Jewish people and the non-Jews. When do we say Aleinu? At the end of Davening. What's that got to do with Yeshua? When do we say Aleinu? After Kiddush Levana? What's that got to do with Yeshua? When do we say Aleinu? After Bris Milah? What has that got to do with Yeshua? Three times you say Aleinu. Why those times you say Aleinu? The answer is the aside we're talking about. The answer is what's Aleinu? Klal Yisrael lived in the Midbar. They were about to go into a non-Jewish environment, into a land that was full of not only non-Jews, but of people that were lacking any respect for spiritual things. That's where they were heading. They're heading into that world. So they needed a tefillah. Tefillah is Aleinu l'shaveach. To be reminded, so that a person should know, he should know well, that the world he's going into, it's not our world. It's not our world, it's a foreign world. We thank Hashem Shalei Sadek HaGayarit. They didn't make us like the nations of the world. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So we have to really keep our heads on straight. So whenever we say HaKadosh Levana, HaKadosh Levana, you also go out. You go out into the street in order to do the in order for the proper tefillah, in order to say the proper tefillah. True, and the idea, the musig, the thought that when a person does these things, a person has to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to understand Shalei Sadek HaYaretz. That is, of course, the time to say it. So that's the idea of a special, meaningful tefillah that a person says when? A person says when it counts. A person says when it goes out into a secular world. That's the time to take recognition of the cheshivas of Klal Yisrael. And with that, I want to wish you all an absolutely wonderful, meaningful, and holy Shabbos Kodesh, Be'ezras Hashem.